Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot. We the sniper, the Puerto Rican point guard, striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back.
And they came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Got the Zach Lane, a rattlesnake, spit straight facts.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
Get away from me.
Tell me to move closer to Lewis.
No, move away.
Fuck, sorry.
Why are you touching me? What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Lewis J. Gomez. It's a Monday. We are live right here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you guys for being here and supporting the show. All of the people that are subscribed to Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or anywhere else, you should know that we do an uncensored ad-free show with pre-release just to Gas Digital subscribers, plus a bonus Friday show every Friday. What's up, girl? I don't know who that is, but
what's up?
It's hot. Ralph always brings hot chicks in the studio. He should know not to bring a hot chick in the studio. I'm going to start harassing her through the window.
I started pumping right away. Just so she knows.
Go subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LAZ. You get $1.50 off your premium membership, and you support the show. You get to watch the show the way you want to watch it. You get the bonus show, plus over 1,000 episodes in the on-demand library. Back in the day, before we had careers, we were saying crazy shit. Wild shit, guys.
We got Shane fired.
We got Shane fired. You think it was what's his name? Was it
Seth Simon?
I think it was Seth Simon. It wasn't Seth Simon. It was Lewis J. Gomez, baby boy.
It was what we did
here. Incredible show planned. Zach Amico, unfortunately, is dead. He died. Yeah.
Finally.
RIP.
Yeah. It was nothing to do with him being fat. He was shot to death.
Yeah, he was eating wheat.
By a harpoon.
Yeah, he was. Now, Zach's out right now with the Juggalo Championship Wrestling, living his dream. I can't hate on Zach for literally doing what he was born to do. So go support that if you guys can see Juggalo Championship Wrestling with Zach doing the commentary. He's a genuine fucking, he's down with the clown, baby boy. In his stead, one of my favorite people on the planet. Some people love him, some people hate him. I love him. I think he's one of the most talented comics and one of the most talented broadcasters in the world. I wouldn't have him on the show otherwise. You know him from The Thing Is and Fig Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Figgs, co-hosting the show this weekend.
I need an iced coffee. Can we turn it? We got the AC on. Greg, take an iced coffee, Shannon.
Very nice. Figgs, your tits are getting bigger.
It's the shirt.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I got it from Amazon. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, black makes everyone look fatter.
Yeah,
that's what I say about black.
I mean, yeah.
You know that voice. You love that voice. One of the funniest comics working today. Brand new special you guys can go get on Savvy Baby's channel. What's the special called again?
It's called J.P. McDade in Brooklyn.
J.P. McDade in Brooklyn. Ladies and gentlemen, J.P. McDade back on the show.
Blessed to be here.
And another one of my favorite people in the world, one of the original Legion of Skanks. People don't know that very often.
Did they not?
A lot of people don't know. Legion of Skanks, it was a script before it was a podcast, and Justin was one of the dudes in it. And one of just OG fucking friend, hilarious comic, Justin Silver, back on the motherfucking show.
Boys, boys, boys.
What's up, kid?
What's up?
Great show plan. Shannon, how you feeling today? We're actually pre-taping this on Friday, and tomorrow we leave for Jamaica, man.
Jamaica.
Oh, shit. You got your trip.
We have our Gas Digital trip. It's tomorrow. Shannon, you're officially coming?
I'm officially coming. I am just overwhelmed with completing work stuff at the moment. Yeah. But once we're on the plane and I have a Bloody Mary, I'll be happy.
That's what I'm... By the way, I'm also having a Bloody Mary on the plane.
You have to have one on a plane.
I love a plane Mary.
Tomato juice tastes better on planes, apparently.
Well, I just love a Bloody Mary in general. A lot of people don't like a Bloody Mary.
It's gross.
You like vitamins.
I love vitamins. I love them.
So good.
So good. Vitamins are great.
I'm making her come on the plane. She's coming on the plane.
No, she's going to be on a different plane. I told Shannon, I already tried to kiss her just now.
Oh, cool.
I tried to open mouth kiss her. Right, Shannon?
Nice.
That's true.
And then I showed her, I was showing her nudes in my phone.
Back pictures. Forced me to look at it.
Yeah. Shannon, how excited are you about this trip? I'm getting handsy and aggressive before we've even left.
It's a lot.
There's no human resources in this company.
No, I'm the human resources. You'd have to report me to me.
Yeah.
I high-five myself. Ralph, good job.
Ralph was trafficking someone as the show started.
Yeah, Ralph, who is this hot angel that you're hanging out with? Can they still hear me in the lobby?
No, we turned it off. I think she's someone who might be renting the studio out.
Oh, my God. She's gorgeous. Holy moly, she's really hot.
She's really hot. Can he walk her around here? Like,
can you,
like,
Shannon, I want her to hear what I'm saying. She had to turn it back on in the lobby. I want her to hear what I want to do to her body.
Shove her in this room.
I love Bloody Marys. I'm going to Jamaica.
Wait, for real, do you want it on out there?
I want to harass her, Shannon.
But she's like a business associate in some way.
You've been working at this company a while.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
I'm a businessman.
Our faces are going to be in the Netflix documentary that's made about this place.
That's okay. I'm going to deny all this. I did not approve.
Like with the blue lady who died, that cult, that's going to be Gas Digital.
It's like the Nickelodeon documentary. Yeah. All I want is in my next home, I want to get a foot-shaped pool. I do. But I want to get it shaped like Shannon's foot. It's going to be extra large and fucking going to have a bunion on it.
That's like the hot tub. I'm blaming anything we say here on AI.
Yes.
I'm not here right now.
That's a beautiful thing. The only saving grace about me sucking Bobby Kelly's dick in that video is that I get to at least one day when my son does find it, I'm like, James, that's AI. That's crazy that they would do that with AI.
I was there that night. Yeah. That was like when you first got that new management. Also.
Was it?
Yeah, that was when you first got...
They were like, what the fuck did we just... why did we sign this, Louis?
We're going to get you into a lot of very exciting spaces, Louis. Cut to sucking Bobby's dick.
I remember when I got on Last Comic Standing, I had Bobby surprise. I was like, dude, you got to get rid of the video of me sucking your cock. I'm on Last Comic Standing. It's going to work out, obviously. Is this the girl coming in? Oh, damn it. It's just Karen. Damn it.
Love Karen. She got me a nice coffee.
I have to say...
Yeah, you wanted a sweet... Yeah, sweet as a peach, baby.
I have to say how bitch-assy it was that, like, it was a competition. You went first. So they were like, no, we're not doing this now. I was like, that's kind of fucking...
No, it was hilarious. I tell the story in the closer of my next special. It's the story of that.
I won't give it away.
Getting ahead of it. Anyway, we have an incredible show planned. Shannon, how excited are you about Jamaica now? Now that you've given yourself to the fact that you're going, are you excited?
I'm happy to be going.
It's Monday. We're there right now.
It's beautiful here.
Wow. It's beautiful here in Jamaica.
Wow.
It's going to be 86 to 87 degrees every day.
Perfect. It is 86 to 87 degrees.
It is currently 86 degrees in paradise.
Paradise, boy. Welcome to paradise, boy.
Yeah, we have the same.
You want a Bloody Mary, baby?
Same villa slaves that we've always had.
Me love being your slave. Maybe a good slave for you, boy. So maybe good slave for your master.
Did I heard you on Drew Montana's podcast?
That was
prank
the most
one.
Fun. Was
it in Jamaica?
We I don't know. We just called the Jamaican.
He called the
restaurant.
Jamaican restaurant, and he pretended to be a Jamaican guy, and he was just.
Had the guy for 75% of the phone call.
It was really funny. It was fucking very
funny. A lot of jerk chicken orders and that kind of shit.
Yeah, it was. I just needed a table for 13, and the guy was like so nonchalant. He was like, "Yeah, no man, don't worry, call me. They got big teeth."
And he was like, "Do you got pudding for the cheese?
Like, pudding for the babies?"
I got like 5 babies. Let me bring the baby. He's like, make a cheesecake for the baby. I'm like, cheesecake for the baby.
It was wild.
And it's really good. He was like, maybe I'll change it. I'll give you something else.
Go watch Digital Bazooka, Drew Montana's prank show. So funny. What a great show.
We called Sherrod Smalls too.
Oh, really?
At the end of every bazooka show, you got to call a comic.
You pretended to be his daughter?
No.
What do you want for me, money?
No, I just pretended to
I know
be
you, figures.
A Spanish guy that had a drink with him, and he did not remember. He was like, oh, yeah, I saw you at Dangerfield, right? I was like, yeah, papi, I saw you there, man. It was so much fun. He just went with it.
How many times did he call you the N-word?
17, probably okay, 17.
Okay. How many times did you guys call him the N-word behind his back?
24.
Nice.
24. We're in Philadelphia.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm feeling fucking great. I ended my fast. I'm fucking...
Jacked as hell.
That's why you're so lean.
Fucking jacked as hell,
Louis,
dude.
This is the
holy shit. Louis Reif.
Wow.
Matt Gomez.
I'm going to get my testosterone checked again in the beginning of April.
What were you last time?
339.
What was the free?
They charged me, no.
No, what was the free test?
I don't know. Oh, okay. They just told me the number. It was 339.
They have to tell you the free, though. There's the overall and the free. You don't know.
I don't know.
Never mind. I'm not going to get it. Okay.
I don't know. We were talking about you, Joe. You're 50 years old. It's crazy good you look.
I appreciate that. I feel like I look like shit.
No, you look great.
I'm like evaporating. I'm getting smaller.
Well, you are a little bitch, but you always have been.
Thank you.
You know,
you're a sexy bitch.
Appreciate fucking that. Size, though.
You've always been.
I know.
You're the Chris Kattan of Gas Digital.
Thank you.
You're Mango.
You just told me. You
a
told
fucking
me
drug addict.
You said you were on an episode of Law & Order like 25 years ago. I was like, he was a child actor on Law & Order.
No, I was in my 30s.
My father owns the deli.
How old are you really now?
48.
You're almost 50. That is bananas.
We've just known each other so long.
That's too old to be named Justin, though.
That is also
Justin's
not
right, too old. Right.
Is there, what is the nickname for Justin? Is there any nickname for it?
Everybody, because we know Jay here, outside of this friend circle, everybody calls me Jay.
Everyone calls you Jay.
Everybody does. But because we have Big Jay here, no one calls me Jay in like the comedy friend circle.
Little Jay Silverstein?
They all just call me Jay. All right. My brothers call me Jay.
That was a bad joke. That was a bad joke. It wasn't good.
I really tried.
It wasn't good.
He wants to be Jay.
Get him a Bloody Mary. He's got vitamin deficiency.
He does it great.
That girl is so fucking
hot.
Wait,
she walked by again?
She walked by. What's up, girl?
It's the little hat on her that makes her.
Yeah, what is she? Who is she?
What is she?
Like a cold Staten Island girl.
Hey, how you doing?
Louis, sit like this for a second. Sit
like that.
Like talk. And then talk.
I want to eat your bosom. Shannon, go find out her name. What is she doing here?
Who is she? She was going to rent the studio for $15,000, and then Louis started talking about eating her pussy.
She is a friend of Ralph who is looking at the studio to potentially rent the studio.
What does she do? Can she be my girlfriend? Shannon, can she take your spot in Jamaica?
You want me to ask her?
Ask her if she's willing to go to Jamaica with us. Tell her she could work for the company right now.
Does she have to pay for her flight? Or you?
I'll pay for the flight.
Okay.
If she comes to Jamaica and stays in my villa with me, I'll pay for her flight.
My boss is a predator, and he wants to send you. He wants to send you to Jamaica. And you want to be on the show for 15
See how
minutes.
Open she is to being kidnapped.
Yeah, she's a goddamn smoke show. How does Ralph? Ralph is a genuine monster. How does he get all of these hot chicks in his life?
How does he get all these hot chicks in his life? He's a genuine monster.
You just answer it. Yeah. Because girls like monsters, like Beauty and the Beast.
Tell Ralph to come in here for a second.
What you were saying was so astute.
Tell Ralph to just go on the Shannon cam.
No, just come here.
Tell Ralph to bend. He's going to bend down. Just not tall enough.
Ralph.
Hi. I'm not going to hear him. Oh. Yes, Lewis?
Well, put the headphones on. He's got to hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Ralph,
Lewis?
Who is this angel that you're hanging out with out there?
Who is that girl?
What's up, Ralph?
Hey, everybody. It's a little girl called None of Your Goddamn Business. That's who it is?
A little girl, Ralph.
Little girl, cool.
Little girl, Ralph.
None of
she's African. No, she's age appropriate almost. She's 37, 38.
She's fucking hot.
She's
dude.
Not 38.
Ralph, yeah, are you dating this girl?
I used to date her a long time ago, went on a few dates, but nothing
oh
really
God.
Happened. You
I
want to date her?
I literally lick the cum out of her.
You want her to come on the show right now? She'll come on gladly.
Ralph, Brown?
I'll come on her. How about that?
All right, that's fine.
Brown puss or pink puss?
Ralph, ask her if she wants to come to Jamaica with us. Let's hire her. Why don't we hire her right now?
You want to hire her right now and see if she can stay in your separate bungalow?
I do have my own villa. Everyone else has to stay in the fucking amongst each other in the villas. Like, but I have my own single villa.
As long as my room is still the quiet room, I'm fine with it. But you want to talk to her, Lewis?
I would love for her.
Are you going to be a puss or you want to talk to her?
Does she talk? I want to hear it.
Let's see. We're going to put her on the Shannon cam. Come on. This is it. All right.
Sit like this.
You're going to pretend to talk. You do Trump the whole time.
Hi there.
Look, you guys got to have me on. Did you know
listen to her
call?
Voice. She's got the voice of an angel. Who are you, lady? Where did you come from?
My name's Alyssa.
Alyssa's so smart.
She's got a hot name, too. You sound interesting. You sound like you have great stories.
Oh, I do. Buckle up.
She got great teeth.
Yeah. What's going on, Alyssa? Alyssa, what do you do? Why are you in the studio today?
I have a pod. I'm trying to record here.
What is your podcast called? Let's promote her podcast.
Yeah, let's promote it.
It's called Misjudged with two S's.
Misjudged.
What did you do in your
past? So unique.
Past.
So unique.
That you've been misjudged.
What did I do in my past?
Yeah.
Give me the elevator pitch on the podcast. This is great. My fans are going to love you.
His fans are hex.
My fans are hex glad. They did support the show for a while. My fans are perverts, and they're going to harass you. There's going to be deep fakes of you in the live chat at one point. But just know that now. As long as you know that now, if you're not okay with it, we'll delete this whole segment. But
no,
just so
fine.
You know.
But they're all sedentary. They're not going to really hurt you. They don't leave their houses.
Yeah, no, it's
so.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Y'all can find my Instagram from my podcast, so go ahead.
Alyssa, what is the podcast concept?
It is me and my co-host, and we just talk about being a millennial.
Is it another hot chick? Do you guys kiss each other? Do you take your tops off?
She is hot. I'm not going to lie. She's a redhead. So, you know, someone for everyone.
Natch?
She's got a great voice, dude.
She's part of the Hebrew clan?
Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, damn.
I know.
You say it like you're disappointed.
Guess what?
Because I'm Jewish. I'm just saying if you're disappointed.
Yeah, Justin is Jewish.
Hopefully I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I'm Italian, Greek, Turkish, and Egyptian.
Oh, back hair.
God, she's perfect. Yeah. She's a little hairy, but that's okay.
A little back hair.
Yeah, there was laser hair removal.
That's very nice.
Oh, wow. You're hilarious. She's so funny.
Alyssa, do you want to come to Jamaica? Our whole crew is me and Ralph, mostly me, are paying for the entire crew to go to Jamaica. I have a lot of money. We're paying for the entire crew.
I just heard that, Lewis. They're changing the pay dynamic. I got that on camera. All right. Thank you.
We're paying for the entire crew to go to Jamaica. It was my idea. I'm very generous. If you want, we can hire you. You can be the new office manager. I'll fire Karen, and I mean this, Ralph. I'll fire Karen right now if Alyssa's the new office manager.
No, Karen's great.
Yeah, well, you know what?
She gave me coffee. It was half full. I don't think you do that.
Oh, bring things of coffee.
Do you want, or what are you doing from Saturday till Wednesday?
Oh, I'm having an existential crisis all weekend. So big plans there, and then hey, probably just nothing else.
She is a little crazy. It's my
yeah,
type.
For
she's,
sure.
She's a wild one.
Breakdown. I like show her your Rolex.
Yeah, anyway, it's not a Rolex, but well, she doesn't know. She's a woman. Look at my Rolex.
Does it have, is it sterling silver or is it white gold? What are we working with?
It's platinum.
Platinum.
Brass. Platinum. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Very, very well to
like
do.
Like when an album does really well, it's that.
Shannon, will you just kiss Alyssa on the mouth just for a second?
Jorge, you know what to do, Jorge. We shouldn't have to tell
just
you.
Just Shannon, sexy lean music. Over, kiss Alyssa directly on the mouth. Put the sexy music on. Very nice. Just for a second. It would be just, we wanted to, this is an audition. This is going to see how cool you are. Shannon's okay. She doesn't care. Shannon's feeling very self-conscious about herself. She just really wants any love.
Pioneer business class to Jamaica.
Alyssa's thinking about this.
Pioneer.
Right? She's cool. Great.
Is that a covered wagon?
I'm going to check out your podcast, Misjudgment. Soon to be on the Gas Digital Network.
Misjudged. Podcast.
M-I-S-S. Like Miss.
M-I-S-S.
Like,
one God. Word. Misjudged podcast. Find
right
us
now.
Everywhere.
I'm going to look at it.
Right I love it. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you for coming on and fucking with us. I'd marry you. Just so you know.
Thank you, guys.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Nice. Good answer.
Sit back again. Show her. Watch this.
Look at that. You see that?
The gun show.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to her voice. I'm fucking horny.
Misjudged podcast.
I'm a creepy,
right
horny man.
There's only 289 followers on here, so I feel like you really should come on the show because this will help.
I think she's gone, Justin.
Well, just
oh, she's
invite me.
Oh, she's still there.
Her fucking
no, we will.
Co-host.
I will. I'd marry this girl right now. Yeah, her co-host is hot. She's hotter, though.
Yes, she is.
All right, you just divided their friendship. I don't know if that was
it's okay.
A good idea.
It was a good time. It was a good time, folks. I just gave the rest of the live chat a fucking hot chick instead Whoa. Of Shannon to look at. Shannon's hot, but you know, we've seen her face for a decade.
It's like, yeah. It's old pussy, Shannon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She was wild.
Old pussy.
She had a sexy voice, too.
Yeah. Very sexy.
Damn.
Yeah.
37? That's what I need to be going for. I need to be going for 37-year-olds.
Yeah, she was smart. She was ready to. She was like,
I know, I'm kidding. That's, I didn't even believe it when I said it.
Okay. Lewis, I was just like,
okay. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigars. So
they're
you,
awesome.
You smoke cigars, Vicky?
I had one before in between the two shows. It was smooth. Fantastic, yeah.
Love it. And Small Batch Cigar is really one of just the best sponsors we have. They send me packages of cigars. I always keep cigars in the house now when I have friends come over. You offer them a fucking bat. You feel like the fucking man. Incredible interface. Easy to use. All the cigars that you know and a lot that you don't know. They have a brand new section where if you click on it, you find all the new cigars that they have in. Really, really great website. And they ship them right to your house in the best packaging ever,
That's
right?
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, they give you a Bovita pack, yep. So it stays nice and fresh. You get it's a humid cigar, so you don't need to fuck. Sometimes you order cigars online, they come dry, they come all. Oh, that's the other. When you go to just like buy a cigar at a regular fucking cigar place, very often they come out dry. Not with Small Batch Cigar, you know you're getting a fresh cigar every single time. The most thorough packaging in the industry. If you go to smallbatchcigar.com right now, use the promo code GAS10. You're gonna get 10% off and 5% rewards points. What a deal. Smallbatchcigar.com. What a deal.
Well, I was just thinking, what a deal.
What a deal. Promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? We got to move on. I'm working on my Trump, but I don't do that.
You
I got to get
you
that.
You don't have to.
Probably
you
right now.
We can what? Go back and forth. Probably won't teach you.
Okay.
I've been doing it.
Hit me with it.
Elon Musk, he posts a poll about abolishing daylight savings.
He's my favorite retarded American.
That was good.
Beautiful.
He's such a retard. He really is. He really is.
Yeah, Justin.
He does the subtle. He does the subtle. Trump.
Such a retard. I can't do it. I do a good
was,
Pacino.
That
I can't
was
do, I can't
horrific.
Do
but that
do
was
the
horrific.
But do the sound thing Fine. After.
Oh my god,
after,
I love her.
She's
Ralph.
Great. Do the sound thing after the sentence though. That was the only thing. Was like,
they them.
Elon.
I have a word
Elon.
That opens the impression.
That, right.
That's
what
your touchstone.
I can direct.
They call them. They them.
We're getting rid of them. There's no more trannies in the country.
You still sound like Louis J. Gomez.
I sound like Louis.
No, but it's good. You're getting there.
I'm getting there. People like it. People are impressed when I do it.
Really?
We're flying our podcast slaves down to Jamaica, first class on Pioneer.
He's really good.
It's great.
If the plane crashes, it was Lewis's fault.
Elon did post
trying
a poll.
To fight the cockpit all at once.
He's Puerto Rican.
Elon posted a poll about abolishing daylight savings. I've been hearing about abolishing daylight savings for a while now. I like this.
When I found out that like some guy just decided to be like, they just made the decision one year. I was like, what a piece of shit that dude is.
Yeah, what's the whole point of the daylight savings? What is the
And even then, I don't understand.
Farming.
It's farming, but it's the same amount as sunlight.
Same amount of daylight. It's for economics. Some guy was just like, you like the sun? Yeah, not tomorrow, you know. Like,
so farmers were getting up earlier in order to catch the sun? I don't understand.
That's what they initially said.
Something about when markets open, I think.
So Shannon. It originated in 1916.
Original recipe.
Good.
25 different spices.
During World War One, and it was it originated as a way to conserve energy.
But it doesn't apply now, right? Like
No. And also, I mean, also earlier on, like people actually like looked at the sun as a way to kind of tell time-ish a little bit. There's like no reason for it to actually happen.
Well, the sun is a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, I look at it every day, every morning. I look right into the sun.
It also contributes to heart attacks, car accidents, a lot of negative health issues.
Depression. I mean,
why does it? Why does it?
America has the best sun. China, horrible. Always goes down to China, comes up in America. It's unbelievable.
Because of the seasonal depression. I think that's what she means, right?
No. So, I mean, that's part of it, but it fucks with your circadian rhythm. And then even just losing that hour of sleep,
yeah, I got Xanax.
It affects
that.
You for days.
So Shannon, what's his?
Did you just text the girl that walked out of here?
No, I wish. What is Elon's tweet?
This is it here.
Let's see. He goes, "Is daylight savings time? Wait, if daylight savings times change is canceled, do you prefer an hour earlier?" An hour later, I don't even understand.
This guy's going to figure out English one day.
He's a robot. He's a robot.
The fuck type of
doesn't know, doesn't know the human reproductive
system. Do you want
system.
The hour of sunlight toward the... Do you want them to add the hour in the beginning of the day or the end of the day? You want an hour more. I want
more
night.
Sunlight. More nap or less nap?
But I'm saying toward the evening. You
want
it to
more
be
night or more... Day? I want more day.
You're still going to get more day.
One day more.
Do you want the day start later?
Another day, another destiny.
Go.
This never-ending road to Calvary.
What people don't know is Lewis's musical theater.
Dude, they all know it.
Yeah, do they all know it?
Everyone knows it.
That's why I'm here, kind of.
One day I will not live until today.
When he does Les Mis, I love it.
That's what I'm doing right now.
One day more.
That's what I'm literally saying.
I'll do that.
Look down.
I said when you do Les Mis, I love it.
That's why he's trying to get Jack so he could be like Hugh Jackman in Les Mis.
I'm Hugh Jackman. I'm going to Jamaica.
Look, I'm Hugh Jackman. Shannon, I don't understand his tweet. So he's saying, essentially, are we going to get more daylight or more dark? Is that what it is?
Yes.
What do you want, Shannon?
I think it's probably healthier to have the light earlier on.
Yeah.
I want health insurance. Oh, what do I want? I prefer health insurance.
I can't have health insurance. I'll take a little bit of sun.
What do I want? Sleep. Give me sleep. Oh, you're going to change the name of the show again? Oh, okay.
Do we have to get them insurance at one point? I know we made you a real employee like a year ago.
A real ass employee?
Well, yeah, she was like a 1099 independent contractor for a long time. Shannon, are you one of the real employees?
I'm not.
You're not.
I declined it because I can't. I don't want the
you don't want
to
pay taxes.
You pay him in Club Med beats.
We forget Shannon is a criminal. Too.
Shannon does cheat on her taxes.
Full blown criminal. I forget that sometimes.
Elvis Presley gets you free drinks. Sandals, Jamaica.
Sandals.
So Shannon, you're not a regular employee. You're an independent contractor.
That's correct. But wow. the real employees also. Don't get insurance.
Don't be an asshole. Why do you tell people's business? Why are you talking about other people's business? How do you know they don't get insurance?
Well, because when I was asked if I wanted to be an official employee, I said, "Will I get health insurance?" And I was told no. So I didn't really have a benefit of becoming a real employee.
Can I just tell you? You could probably get free health insurance.
I've been working here for 9 years, and I've been trying, and it hasn't
worked.
Yeah. Shannon, if you played your cards right, you could probably get some health insurance. If you blew me twice a month. I really mean this. This isn't even a gag. Shannon, if you blow me twice a month, I'll give you health insurance.
I'll figure out a way.
A good blowy.
A good blowy.
Not a shitty one.
You know how many people would take that fucking deal? You know how many people would take that deal? You know how many people would feel like they're lucky? You know how many people feel like they were lucky to take that deal?
Yeah, man.
Shannon's
ungrateful.
She's unappreciative. That's the problem.
100%.
This is the issue. What do you say, Justin? Day or more night?
No, I'd want it to be lighter toward the end of the day. I can't stand when it gets dark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
that drives me nuts.
What do you say?
Yeah, whatever prevents the sun from going down at like 4 p.m.
Don't let the sun go down on me. I'm musical today. I'm very musical today.
I forgot the rest.
I feel like Shannon would look better in the dark. No offense. This is not an offensive thing, Shannon. I'm just being honest with you.
No offense.
The less lighting is probably good for Shannon, but more sunlight would be better for her complexion and the way she looks. So it's like, what do you do here? Give her some vitamin D. Fuck yeah, doggy. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I just...
D is in dick. Get it, everybody?
Yeah, I was being like legit.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Don't be that way.
I'm helping everybody.
Don't be that
I wasn't. I was just here for the
Don't let the sun...
Don't let my sun...
Go down on me, yeah.
That's good.
Thank you, bro.
You sound good.
Great.
Get another coffee.
Do you need another coffee?
You want another coffee?
I'm half asleep. I need more sun. I need more sleepy time.
Why were you late today, Figs?
The train was fucked. Can I get another coffee?
I rode the train. I rode the train for the first time since before the pandemic.
It's disgusting.
And you recorded it like a TikToker.
I did record
it
like a
TikToker. It's fucking
It was fine.
Zombie-like.
It was actually better. There was way less people on it than ever before. I've never been on the train.
You took it in the city over here. Bing bang. It's easy. Take it from Harlem. Take it to the Bronx. That's the train.
No.
Take it to Brooklyn. That's the train.
I mean, the same train goes through the city. I just went two stops on it.
Exactly.
I took it from 23rd Street and 6th Avenue down to West 4th.
Oh, cool.
And that shit was... Can I tell you something? I'm like a boomer now, dude. This was wild. I haven't been on the subway in a really long time. I used my cell phone, Apple Pay, to get on the goddamn subway.
That's been going on for six years.
Not since I've been taking the subway.
You've never tapped the thing.
I had to stop and get a fucking Metro card the last time I used the subway.
Yeah. And now they have the goofy cards, but no one uses them. But the BDFM, that's where you were on, that's fine, I guess. Like, the train is fine generally, but if you took it two more stops to Delancey, Essex, you'd be crawling through, like, a sea of just heroin zombies
lurking around.
It gets grimy down there.
Does it? Yeah, no, where I took it, it was pretty fucking cool. There was a cute chick. There was a dude. There was a fucking guy playing bongos.
You took it West Village to East Village. That's like such a
No, West Village to East Village. I took it from 23rd Street, Chelsea, down to West 4th, into the West Village.
Okay.
You did the gay tour.
Sucked the dick, got out, got my butthole waxed. Shit was sick.
I'll tell you what's a gay neighborhood. Wall Street.
Very gay. Very gay. Lots of homosexuals.
Cobblestone streets. I mean, unbelievable.
Trading stocks. Trading cocks is more like it.
So, all right, Shannon. We're flying tomorrow. I'm very excited to get on a flight with the whole crew. Apparently there was a Southwest flight where there was a naked woman who was running around for like 15 minutes
on the plane.
On the plane. I mean, why do I never get these things? Why has it never happened to me? I would love to see that. How great would that be?
There's no video?
I saw the clip. It's all blurred, but it did not look like a party.
Let me see.
I found one that wasn't blurred.
You found one that's not blurred?
Yeah.
Sick. Shannon, finally you do a great job.
Awesome.
You can't see a lot, but here. She's right here. I'm going to start it now.
She's got a back like me. Jesus Christ.
Wait. I can't tell what body part that is.
Her back?
She's black.
You sure? She might just be...
Is she on drugs? I feel like black people don't take the drugs that make you get naked.
They're holding each other's hand like the plane's going down.
Wait, what?
Oh, she's rapping.
She's got a hat on, so she's not naked.
She's doing this.
She's doing Busta Rhymes.
She was just doing that.
Wait, zoom in on that guy's phone. He's got the... Oh, shit.
Let's see. Here we go. Okay.
She's got some fucking... She's got some yonkers on her.
Let's see.
Go on, apple juice.
Look at this old white lady on the corner.
This is one of the villa employees in Jamaica.
You ready?
I know. Is she just out of her mind? Yeah, right?
Yes.
Put your garbage pan in the bag.
Because I've taken acid and gotten completely naked before and ran around.
Yeah. No one seems to care. You know, like, no flight attendants.
Let's see.
Oh, like on some drugs?
Yeah, for sure.
No flight attendants seem to care.
How do they get past TSA and everything else? That's what I don't understand.
She took the drugs on the plane that kicked in.
They have to.
You've never been to Skankfest and done that on the way? Like, what's the matter with you?
Good point.
Can't imagine taking a psychedelic on a plane.
She timed it wrong.
Some people are into mushrooms and acid, and they'll take them like anywhere. Like, if I take mushrooms or acid, I have to be alone. I have to be, if I'm with people, or I mean, I'm usually with people, it has to be two or three of my closest friends.
Safe place.
Yeah. Safe place. Not even just a safe place. It's like I have to be with people that I really trust because I know I'm going to say some weird shit. I might get naked. I might fucking. I can't be in public. People will take acid at Skankfest, and I'm like, there's thousands of people.
That's crazy.
Everyone already looks like a monster.
And they're like all over you. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, but you have control of yourself when you're on mushrooms. Like I can't imagine you doing something.
Shannon, have you ever seen me on mushrooms? You did, right? Last year or a couple years ago in Jamaica.
Yes,
or did you go to bed early?
I feel like most people have control of themselves on mushrooms.
Well, depends how much you take.
Like mentally, you're probably anxious or whatever, but you're not.
Depends how much you take. It's all really? Different.
Mushrooms are a little bit more, you're connected to reality.
Fluffier.
Acid, I mean, I've taken acid and been completely like out of this world.
Out of this world. A different fucking planet.
Yeah.
Can't even connect a thought. Like by the time I start thinking about something, like. It's also, I have really bad ADHD, so I think that also, like, makes my acid trip fucking bonkers. Because I'll be, like, thinking about something, then I'll see something, I'll start staring at it, then my mind will get stuck on a word, and then I'm thinking, looking for the word. Like, acid is too intense.
Yeah,
it's way too intense.
I get that.
Can't imagine taking it on a flight.
Is that the whole video?
Yeah, that's the whole video.
How is nobody correct? Like trying to correct? No TSA member. No, like
they don't
flight attendants. Like, hey, excuse me.
They're scared of the AIDS.
She's black. They don't want to touch her.
Sorry.
Excuse me. This actually isn't allowed. This is against policy on JetBlue.
I would have been like, I'm an air marshal. Dragged her down.
Oh fuck. Mm.
So the plane hadn't actually taken off yet. It had just started taxiing.
Oh, so they didn't. She didn't even get to the sky.
No,
she timed it way wrong.
What an idiot.
She was nowhere near
in the sky.
She was in line for TSA and she took advantage. She's like, I gotta get rid of it. They're gonna find it.
So they brought the plane back to the gate and then they took her off.
Did they arrest her?
No, so she wasn't arrested. She was brought to a hospital.
Okay.
But that's the only information.
You need to arrest a bitch like that. She's not sick. She's on drugs. She's committing a crime. She's committing multiple crimes. Arrest her. This is woman's privilege. This is the thing. Women have fucking a different level. If that was a guy and his dick was out and there's kids on a fucking plane and he's running around, he would have been fucking tased. He would have been shot, kneeled on his fucking neck. Are you out of your mind?
Black women have no consequences in life.
It's really true.
That's the name of the episode.
So she's taken to a hospital and that's that. Do we have any other close-up pictures of her, Shannon? I'd like to see how hot she is. You can't really tell if she's hot or not. Because if she's hot, it's almost like, let her go.
We can zoom.
I don't have a close-up on her face. I'm going to scroll through this video a little bit.
See if there's a better close-up. See if we can get her.
I mean, she was wearing, like, the brim hat. Like, you know, she didn't do her makeup. She was just kind of in her, like, PJs. So she probably wasn't looking too good.
Yeah. She didn't do her makeup?
I don't think she did her makeup.
What a crazy bitch fix.
Do your makeup, bitch.
Do your fucking
You're going to Fremont Street. You put your goddamn makeup on.
Put your face on.
Yeah.
Shannon wouldn't be caught dead without her makeup.
Yeah, I can't find a closer. Like, most of this is from behind. I can't get a closer.
Can we zoom
face.
On the one?
Did they say what drug she was on?
No, it says that she was brought to the hospital. Mm. It also says that they can, like, the airline can press charges if they choose to, but at this time, there's no record that they have.
Yeah, they're afraid. They're afraid to.
Johnny Cochran or something. Yeah,
yeah they're afraid to
afraid
fuck with.
Blacks are gonna get
black
together.
People.
And
black people,
like,
yeah, they get all fucking wily.
They come in.
You was giving popcorners to the whites. You gave my girl pretzels.
You don't want to deal with a wily black. It's a whole to do.
A wily?
Wily. Yeah. Like Wile E. Coyote.
I got it.
They paint a big tunnel on a wall.
And he's running to the tunnel.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm filming my don't tell next week. Can you guys take it with the black talk?
I wish black people would act like, because Wile E. Coyote can't talk. I mean, that'd be fucking.
Oh, that's right. He can't talk.
Maybe he chooses not to.
No, he can't talk. He just holds up signs and he fucking chases that roadrunner.
Maybe he's taciturn.
Neither of them talk.
Roadrunner doesn't talk. Why do they do that? First of all, they make cartoons that can talk all the time. All these cartoon animals could talk, and then they're like, you know what? We're going to take this creative choice.
Tweety Bird talking all the time. Roadrunner, not so much. Why is that?
It's strange. It's a strange thing. They made a very strange choice with the Roadrunner and the Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, one just beeps. I don't think the coyote makes
beep,
any
beep.
Noises.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. All right.
That is a great impression.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. It's the only one I got. And it's pretty much Natalie.
Hey, Lewis. Beep, beep. I'm dating my Mike. Beep.
That's a wild thing, guys. It's a wild thing.
Wait, what?
Natalie's lesbian. Natalie's dating gay blind Mike.
Legitimately?
Yeah.
You're not joking.
Nope.
They did sex.
They do sex with each other.
Good job for gay blind Mike. For gay blind Mike, this is a
win. Gay blind Mike, that like
big win.
Natalie is a gay blind Mike 12. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you can see the difference either.
He has no idea. he doesn't even know he's dating.
Hot.
Is it Natalie or Paco, man? I don't know who it is.
Wow. Yeah. Love.
Are they sharing a room in Jamaica, Shannon? They have to. They're not taking up two different rooms.
I think that's part of the reason why they came out publicly about it, so that they could share a room.
Are they doing a podcast right now? Am I looking at Natalie's head over your shoulder?
No. Oh, yeah. No. I had no idea they were there. She's doing part of the problem. Just Natalie's in
she's
there.
She's doing part of the problem.
What side of the bed do you want?
Part of the problem is that his corneas have been fried out of his face. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
His eyes look painful. When you see Gay Blind Mike's eyes, it looks like they're in pain.
Yeah. It looked like he had him open under chlorine water.
it looks like he was
swimming in a pool just wide open.
Yeah.
So he's gay and blind, hooked up with a girl.
Yeah.
Doing all the math here. Yeah. Does he know he's a guy?
He has no idea.
Good question.
Can we vote on it? I don't know. I don't think so.
His eyes just look painful.
Yeah.
It looks like I just want to scoop his eyeballs out and be like, dude, does that help? Is
like
that
someone who watched like a nuclear explosion?
Yes.
Like
kind
of yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
he's got Hiroshima eyes.
That's what I was thinking, but I couldn't, like,
what was that movie? What's the millionaire movie? Slumdog Millionaire?
Oh, yeah. Get some burned out.
Yeah. I want to just take fucking hot fucking molten fucking something and pour it into his eyeballs just to help him.
That's really kind of you.
It is really kind of me. That's a fucked up scene. That girl's pretty hot.
I never saw that movie.
You never saw Slumdog Millionaire?
No.
Me neither.
Great movie.
No, I don't watch it.
It's a solid movie.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
Big dance number at the end.
I don't see too much sand. I don't really watch the movies. There's too much sand going on.
There's a lot of sand.
There's another one. What's the other one with the tiger on the boat?
Life of Pi?
Yeah. Whenever I see too much sand.
I don't think there's any sand in Slumdog.
Are you just assuming that there's sand because there's brown people? Yeah. There's a guy on a raft.
I mean,
like,
I love Dune.
What's with these sand movies?
Prince of Persia.
Slumdog Millionaire's in India. It's fucking sandy.
I don't think there's any sand in that movie at all.
Sand in it. You're thinking of lepers.
I saw Captain America. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. You saw the new Captain America?
Yeah, it was very mid, but yeah, I saw it.
You brought your son?
I saw my dad.
You saw
I took my dad.
Dad.
We do old man movie day. It's just everybody has autism. Everyone has sleep apnea. It's the worst way to watch a movie. Everyone's snoring.
I went to go see...
he has different boots on than the last time.
I went to go see The Monkey.
Mufasa?
Oh, the
Monkey.
Robbie Williams movie? The one where he's just a monkey for some reason?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. The one
about.
Where, with that singer, Robbie Williams.
No, I don't know. I thought everyone
the
was
monkey.
Gonna, I thought people were saying
oh,
something
Oh, you saw
racist.
The monkey, the horror movie.
No, the new Captain America, The Monkey. That was fucked up.
Guys. I got the
That's what's up, nigga.
This motherfucker Harrison Ford. You the motherfucker pretty?
No, The Monkey. It's a horror movie. Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's a lot of monkeys hot in the streets right now.
Jacob Williams.
Racist, dude.
Jacob Williams or Williamson? Jacob Williams, right?
Is that his last name? Comic?
Yeah. He was the only other person in the theater at first. The girl that I went with.
I thought you said he was in the movie. No. I got jealous for a second. I was like, wait.
The girl that I was with bought tickets for us. And she was like, all right, there's like nobody in the theater. There's one other person in the theater when she bought the tickets. And he was like two rows ahead of us, just one single person. Jacob Williams walks in. It's fucking him. It's just hilarious. Like, I'm thinking I'm going to get a fucking blowjob.
Roast
Masters
Legend.
In the movie theater. Yeah. And he, it's him, which is hilarious. But then two groups of black people came in.
Yes.
And.
From Wildin' Out.
Like they recognized. Crazy for Jacob.
Oh, the fuck up.
Doggy, what is wrong with black people?
Talking nonstop.
Why can't they just act right? You know, in a movie, this is not, I know this is like a generic fucking hack thing to say. But I mean, I'm talking about just having a conversation the entire fucking time. And it was two different groups of black people doing the same thing. And I was like, I know that if I say something to the one group, the other group is going to get all fucking wily as well. So I couldn't even
Coyote.
Say anything. We had to move down to the front and watch the movie like this.
Oh, my God.
Just so and then we can still hear them in the back, but it wasn't as bad. But it was fucking, it was brutal, dude.
I hate
black people. I understand. I get it.
I hate going to the movies. I hate other people talk. Yeah, I fucking hate it. It's like, I can't. I'm like,
open up.
I have a big fucking screen on my apartment. Everyone's got huge TVs. I'm like, that's it. I can't stand.
And every movie is only in the movie theater for like 2 weeks. Then it's on Amazon Prime.
I fucking
Prime.
Hate going to the movies.
Dude, I open up the seat, like this preview of the seat, so I can see. And if it, if you get like wild people, I'll just move. You know what I mean? Or I will get, I'll buy tickets to a show where there's tons of seats. To avoid the cluster of
like in the mid, like a Tuesday,
100%.
Yeah, but 100%. Here's the thing: if there's if you're with a bunch of people and blacks are acting amok, you can fucking start.
Blacks and Ricans, by the way, let's not forget.
No, I feel like Ricans have a little bit of Puerto Ricans are a little different.
You need a coffee?
No. Black people are really the problem here. And I mean, look, for the most part, I've really never had a problem with Puerto Ricans in a movie theater, but it's always black people. Mm. And if there's a lot of people there.
You are a Puerto Rican in a movie theater.
Well, you can fucking, you can give a nice shh if there's a lot of people in it. It's buried amongst everybody.
Yes.
Now it's just me and this chick and Jacob Williams. I'm like, shh, they beat the shit out of Jacob Williams.
You pointed at Jacob. It was him.
I love you talking. This rules.
Lewis is like, I'm actually light skinned.
So you can shush them, and then what will happen is other people will join in the shushing. Mm. If it becomes a problem, there's going to be another nice fucking good white guy that's with you on your side.
Yeah.
Some other people jump in. This was like me, this chick, Jacob Williams, and two groups of black people. It was not going to end well. There was no I was looking at my hand. I was looking at my poker cards, and I was going, there's only one hand to play, which is go down to the fucking front. If I say something, also it was like, it was like one group was two black guys and two black chicks. The other one was a black guy and a black chick. Both of them having their own fucking conversations, laughing. And for no reason, why do black people think murder is funny? First of all, they're really a violent bunch. They're violent. They're a violent bunch of people.
When George Floyd fell down, the blacks, they were chuckling. Can you believe it? They were chuckling. All of them chuckling.
But yeah, there's nowhere you can go. There's nothing you can do. We just have to fucking take it. Because I played it out in my head. I played out every scenario, like in fucking Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. And after 4,565,000, there was one.
The hell wrong is, motherfucker. I tell you, motherfucker's autistic in this bitch. We should have saw Mufasa.
There was only one fucking path to not getting my ass kicked by these black people, which is to move my fucking seats down to the fucking front. God damn it, it made me mad.
Which theater did you go to, roughly?
Like 14th Street, the Union Square.
Okay. There's that's the problem.
Wait.
Union Square is an expensive neighborhood, dude.
Buddy, no, you want to go to the
high school kids. Those little blacks are little teen blacks.
You
probably
go to the Murray Hill movie theater. There is nothing but Asians, and they don't even keep their eyes open.
They're lazy. They hate hills. They won't go.
That's the best. Or you go to the one down in Battery Park. It's all Asians. They don't say a
they
fucking
sell batteries.
Word.
That's what they're doing. Sorry.
Never go to the big movie theaters. Go to Kips Bay. Kips Bay.
That's what I'm saying. Kips Bay. The Kips Bay one. No one says boo.
Yeah, don't go to. That's the mistake you made.
No one says boo.
It's not
black people. I make other people go get me food.
Yes. You go to the Nighthawk in Brooklyn, or no?
Alamo Draft House.
Alamo.
That's what you need. You need
to go to the Alamo Draft House. If you can't show up late, you have to be on time.
Yes.
I like the Alamo
Draft House. They'll kick you out.
I like the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
I like. Dude, I like it. Dude, some of the movie theaters now, you get fucking drinks, alcohol, an actual meal.
Come on, what are you doing?
I think all their employees just walked out, though. Don't let your employees find out about
this. I saw that video.
Why'd they all walk out?
Like they're on strike or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Get treated like shit.
Go back to work.
No one gives a fuck. What are they? They're going to have the signs and the giant rat. No one gives a shit.
You're a movie theater employee.
No one cares about
that. Respect the rat.
The rat thing?
Yeah, they're
the rat with the real scabs on its stomach.
I did some stupid.
I walked past it the other day. I thought it was Ari Shaffir.
I did.
I swear to God.
Can you do your Ari? So good.
Hey, Lewis, what's up?
Man? Yeah. I'm not a rat.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm in the local 413.
I don't give a shit about the rat. If there's a rat in front of a place, I'm going into it more. I'm like, that's a fucking good business.
Yeah.
They appreciate fucking
alpha. They're alpha.
Yeah, dude. Employees need to fucking chill. What if we showed up at Gaster's where there's a giant rat out front? Shannon, if you rent the rat, that would be the most badass move.
I would love that.
I'd give you insurance. If you fucking rented the rat and I showed up one day, there's a giant rat out in front of the Gaster's.
I did a VW haul, and the guy who made that rat, it was like that. It was for him. Like that was what the show was for. He was like, oh yeah, you know my uncle is? The rat when they fucking my uncle made the rat. This is for him. I was performing for the rat.
It's kind of expensive to rent the rat, and anybody could rent the rat.
Anyone.
And you could just rent that rat and put it in front of a business you don't like.
Is it just one? They must have.
They probably have a few rats at this point. But I don't think there's many companies that do it.
Rent the Rat.
Good movie theaters.
Shannon, find out how much the Rat is to rent, because that's pretty funny. We should just do that to a comedy club. Rent the Rat and put out in front of the stand.
The cellar.
So there's different sizes. It says the 6-foot rat cost $2,585.
No, the big one.
The 20-foot, the 25-foot one is $9,295.
Yeah, you're going to splurge for the big one. Per day?
Hold on, I'm skimming. I'll show you the picture as I look.
You think you should take that money and give it to the employees?
That's not
25 feet. That's about 15 feet,
that rat. Oh, here's all the rats. Wait, this is a different rat company, because the rat in New York does not have red eyes.
But look, the big rat is healthy. The smaller rats have scabs on their abdomens.
I do notice that.
Well, they do have multiple rats. What is this one?
That's a fat cat.
It's a fat cat with money bags and an employee. Cigar. Yeah, I like that.
Can we go up? Can we go to the rats again? Let's see. These are not the New York rats.
And these are not 25-foot rats.
No, that's some different.
Go up a little.
Scabby the Rat, New York City.
This is the New York rat.
That's New York City. That's it right there.
I've seen the other ones in New York, though. The scabby ones.
Yeah.
Where do you see the scabs?
But you can just rent it, right? You don't need to be a part of a union. You could just fuck somebody.
I'm skimming.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting everything that we do. We love Yo Kratom. I'm not saying go pick up some Kratom if you've never used Kratom, right? And they don't say that either. They're very specific. They're not trying to get people to use Kratom that aren't already using Kratom. Kratom has been a great product for a lot of people that need it. Shannon was using Kratom for a while when she was trying to kick a horrible pill habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had a couple friends who were really addicted to opiates and they use Kratom to wean themselves off it, and it was great. That is honestly the reason you would use Kratom. We're not saying go and irresponsibly start taking Kratom. We're saying that if it's something that you're already using, or if it's something that you guys need, get it from yourkratom.com. They have the best deal in Kratom.
Yeah, man, and it's great if you work out too. A little Kratom gets me in the mood. It makes me focus in the gym, makes me pump some iron. I like Kratom in the gym. That's just me personally. Nice. And I love the fact that you can get a $60 kilo, which is wild, at yokratom.com.
2.2 pounds of Kratom.
Sick.
That's insane.
That's why we love them.
Yep. Yokratom.com is a website. No promo code needed. They will never change their price. It's $60 for a kilo. They're the Arizona iced tea of Kratom, they say.
Yeah.
Yokratom.com. All right. Where were we?
I want to get that thing.
Gabe on Mike is going to get one.
It's a good business.
Remember all that shit you were talking about, pouring lava in my eyes?
We should make a better rat.
He gets one, and it's a moon bounce.
How do you feel about this rat? You're like, that's a bouncy castle, okay?
Nice, rat, man. Fuck.
All right, let's do plugs real quick. We got a little bit of show here left. We're fucking crushing it. We're just tearing through today's show. Justin Silver, what are you plugging, my friend?
Just follow me on all social media at I Am Justin Silver, and my YouTube, Justin Silver Comedy. And then I have this monthly show, Anxiety Attack, at New York Comedy Club. Figs is on the next one.
Let's go.
It is on the 20th of every month.
Never
to last
me.
Thursday. I do, and you are always doing story. Excuse me. Harrington books it. You are always doing Story Wars.
Wow.
So I've said, can Lewis do it this month? Can Lewis do this week?
When
He's doing Story
one?
Wars. It's Thursday the 20th.
That's Thursday. Story Wars is Wednesdays.
The last Wednesday. Wednesday the 20th? When do we have our show? Whatever reason it was, you were not available. I think it's when you're doing Story Wars.
All right.
It's the 20th. It's the 20th of each month. That's it.
JP?
The special is JP McDade in Brooklyn on YouTube. The social media is McDade Baby on Instagram. Give me a follow. I love you.
Hell yeah. Figs.
Fuck yeah. Check out the thing is ding here at Gas Digital. If you're watching this, subscribe to the Instagram. We got a brand new Instagram on the thing is. Check it out. Subscribe. Support. And then go to X, Twitter, and at Comic Mike Figs. You can watch a free episode of Fig Talk. If you like it, go to the Patreon. Subscribe at Comic Mike Figs.
Come see me live. Brand new tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour. Come to a city near you. First of all, we'll be at the Dojo of Comedy next Thursday, March 13th. We're doing a special presentation of Story Wars Live with me and Big J. Great panel. Going to be a blast. Grab those tickets. Also, I'm going to be at the Stamford New York Comedy Club March 14th, Friday night. One show, one night only. Just added. So get those tickets in advance. Let's get some people out to Stamford, Connecticut. Then I'm going to be in South Bend, Indiana at the Drop Comedy Club March 21st and 22nd. Raleigh, North Carolina on March 23rd. Then I'm doing a little Canada run, St. Catharines, Ontario, London, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, Burlington, Ontario, Philadelphia the next weekend after that. We're going out to Zanies, Nashville to do Story Wars and Legion of Skanks Live and a bunch of stand-up shows. North Charleston, South Carolina. I got a bunch. Literally every weekend is filled up basically until I film my special. I really want to promote my European tour. I'm bringing Scott Chaplin with me to Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, and London, which is going to be a fucking blast. Get those tickets. They're all going to sell out. I love going to Europe. Going to be a quick little fucking run. Crazy week in Europe, so come out and party with us. And get those tickets for my comedy special taping, July 12th, Tampa, Florida. One of the best comedy clubs in the world, Sidesplitters, Tampa. People love this fucking club. Come out. It's going to be a blast. Best material I've ever done. You guys are going to love this special. And if you guys want to come to Skankfest, here's your opportunity. May 2nd, tickets go on sale. We're announcing the lineup in mid-April. Best lineup we've ever had. Largest lineup we've ever had. Biggest venue we've ever had. More seating, more space, cheaper drinks, half the price of Vegas. The drinks are so expensive in Vegas. New Orleans is nowhere near as expensive. So come out, grab those tickets on May 2nd because they will sell out. I have a feeling that we're going to sell out. Usually we have Sunday passes left over up until the week of Skankfest. I have a feeling we're going to sell every single thing out before maybe the day they go on sale. So get those tickets the day they go on sale. Don't fucking wait. And yeah, check out all my other podcasts. The Regs, Story Wars, Legion of Skanks, and my bonus podcast, the Lewis Journal podcast. Solo show just for subscribers to my mailing list. The only way to get it is to go to lewisofskanks.com, subscribe for my mailing list, and yeah, you'll get a newsletter, you get that podcast, and I'm doing a raffle every single month for one person to win a pair of all-access VIP Skankfest passes. We gave them away last month. The guy still hasn't opened his email, so maybe I'll give away two next month if he doesn't fucking answer. But every single month we're giving away two passes, so make sure you guys go subscribe. Awesome. It's the only way to get into the Thursday Night Kickoff Party because we sold that out in minutes, record time, and I'm not giving away VIP passes except for my mailing list. We'll be doing giveaways for regular tickets for the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but if you want to get in Thursday night, the only way to do that is to win them off my mailing list.
My favorite night.
What does a VIP ticket Thursday. Give you? What kind of access?
To Thursday night as well.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I'm Mr. Wednesday night, baby.
Oh, you're Mr. Wednesday night?
You got a comedy club? Wednesday night.
The kickoff party band is wild. Say nothing. Do you know who it is?
No, I host it every year. I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. That was Justin trying to gaslight into me making sure that he's hosting Thursday night.
No. I don't love hosting. I'm just saying I do.
Yeah. I'm still fucking with ICP after last year.
How great was it?
The show. That was
Dude,
so sick.
That was a wild show. That's why we have to.
That was wild.
We have to up the ante every single year. We can't fucking. And they were so good. We had to make sure that we booked
Wu-Tang this year, y'all.
This year it's the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra.
So we are flying tomorrow, Shannon. Let's. This is a new trend. People are showing up 15 minutes before their flight leaves. This is a risky new challenge dubbed the airport theory. I've done this before. I've showed up. I show up and I will just cut everybody in line. And I'll be like, hey, can I cut you? And before they even answer, I'm cutting them. And I'm fucking weaving my way through.
I did that once because I had to. And I'm a nice boy.
Yeah.
But people will let you cut if you're like, hey, I'm going
to
miss my fucking
Until
flight.
Until you get to a black person. That's the truth. You get to a black person.
I gotta go.
I'm not saying anything, but they really have an issue with it. Like, you get to a fucking, like,
we all trying to get where we going.
I remember one time a black people cut me in line at the airport, and they just did the slick thing. They cut in line, right? And I watched it happen. I was like, guys, we've been waiting in line here for a while. And the guy goes, and this is like, both of this before I had clear. This is a couple years ago. And he's like, man, we're all going to the same place. I was like, we're literally not.
There are hundreds of places.
International airport. We're all going everywhere else. But yeah, every time I've ever had a problem with trying to cut people at the airport, you always get to some black bitch, and she's like, oh, you ain't cutting me. And then it's like, well, now we're going to fight in the airport. Neither of us are going where we need to go, so why don't you just let me cut, and we'll just fucking...
She can start whacking you with her purse.
Yeah. Somebody else's purse, probably.
I got it.
I'm racist.
You're brown. You're allowed to be.
Yeah, I'm allowed to be.
You're allowed to be
racist.
As racist as you want.
Okay. We got the clip.
She's like, sure. I need to get on this airplane and take my clothes off. Yeah. So don't try to cut me.
You gonna have a baby.
Shannon, give me some more information about this theory, about this airport theory challenge.
So it seems like it's something that TikTokers are doing.
TikTokers are retarded.
They are very stupid.
They're just a stupid generation of people.
And so there's multiple ones. There's ones of them saying that it worked completely perfectly, and then there's ones that are saying that it caused them to miss their flight.
15 minutes before you're going to miss your flight. They close the door 15 minutes before the flight.
Is this a challenge, or is this people just reporting about how they like relate to the airport?
Or 15 minutes before boarding. Sometimes you talk to a person, and then you ask them what time they're flying, and then they give you their boarding time. Some people think of things through that lens, which is kind of crazy to me. I show up at this point. I used to show up an hour before the flight and try to fucking make my way through, but it gives me anxiety. I've gotten a little bit better, so I do 90 minutes before, typically.
Really?
Like tomorrow in Jamaica, I will show up 90 minutes before the flight.
Yeah, it's about the same I do. I do an hour before boarding starts, get through security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get through security.
2 hours or 90 minutes
before. 2 hours is crazy. That's actually psychotic.
I mean, I like
they say internationals show up 3 hours before your flight. It's what they recommend
just
is
sleep at the airport.
Bonkers.
You're going to be waiting on the Wendy's line for at least 25 minutes.
That's
true.
But I
Wendy's
like,
is always packed.
Dude, I like fucking chilling in an airport. Dude. I like chilling in an airport. You go, you get a magnet. You fucking
You love your magnets.
I do love my magnet. I have a crazy magnet collection. My magnet collection is unparalleled. I guarantee you there's not many people who have as good a magnet collection.
No, no
as
one
me.
Gives a shit about this.
Where do you
this?
Put them? On the fridge?
On the fridge.
All over the fridge?
Are you fucking retarded?
I don't remember.
Where do you
remember,
think I put magnets, you
I don't
fucking
remember,
asshole?
I don't remember.
He puts it on his magnet board in his office.
Your locker, your car.
Locker?
I don't remember.
My car, bus station.
Locker, you know. Your foot locker. I don't remember your fridge being covered with magnets.
Yeah. Maybe. I got a wild amount of magnets in my fridge. Shannon, do you have a picture of my fridge? No, you don't, right?
I don't. I'm still shocked at where do you put them.
Where'd you
I'm just still shocked at the where do you put them.
Where do you put them is a psychotic question.
Let's get out of here. This is enough.
This is an offensive podcast.
You should be more offended by that question than anything that I've said. Where do you put the magnets?
You try and fill air filling
on my
motherfucker.
I remember your
on my dryer.
Being...
They're on my dryer in my basement.
That's kind of cool.
Figs.
I don't remember your fridge being covered with
magnets. My fridge will soon be covered to the point where I have to get a second fridge. I have a second fridge. I just want everyone to know.
It's just for guns.
Like a basement fridge.
Yeah, I have a basement
like
fridge.
And it's white. It's not
stainless
steel.
Yeah, no. There's a white.
So
why would you have a stainless fridge, steel
right.
fridge
yeah,
in
yeah, the
basement?
The shitty fridges in the
with
basement.
With the old handle. Yeah. You know, I know.
White fridge in the garage. With the wood handle? The fake wood? That's what's up.
The old school.
Oh, yeah.
Really old school.
Yeah.
Frigidaire.
It's where I keep all my alcohol that I don't drink.
You sober?
Not sober.
Just not drinking.
Not sober. Not drinking regularly. I haven't smoked weed in 14 weeks. I'm smoking weed for the first time tomorrow in 14 weeks.
Ooh.
In Jamaica.
And then I'm getting my testosterone checked on April 3rd, but I have to, because I was doing my research on it, my testosterone is going to take a hit right after this weekend because I'm going to be drinking and smoking so much. And then I have to give myself a week to fucking let it go back up. I want to see what my test
does
is.
Does T fluctuate rapidly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I have a chance. Yeah. Okay.
It's
cool.
In a window. It fluctuates within a window.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll drop. They say 20 to 25% if you have like a crazy weekend of like partying,
not sleeping.
Yeah. Obviously.
Apparently, if you don't beat off for like 7 days, it spikes on the 7th day.
Really?
Is that really true?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Maybe
I've never made it past 7 days.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is only theoretical. You know.
All right.
I'll
never find out.
My tea's bad, man.
Your tea's bad. What's your tea?
I can't have a baby. I don't know, but the motility.
You have a little sperm to count.
Well, no, the sperm count is fine. It's the morphology and the motility.
Why
don't
you
is
just
bad.
Take HCG?
The morphology, my sperm are all shaped like xenomorphs from the alien. So they're really bad.
They don't swim.
Your
they sperms don't swim,
are,
right?
Your sperms are Power Rangers? What are you talking about?
No. They're like, you know how sperm heads supposed to be like that? Mine are kind of like this. They're fucked up. And the motility, they just don't move. They're very slow. So
really?
I'm having a hard time having a baby. I'm saving money for IVF.
Wow.
Mike Fakes 21 Cash App.
So you and your chick are trying to have a baby.
Yeah, and it's just it's
but you get
for
to
4 years. I've been trying for like 4 years.
But you get to cream pie in her all the time.
It's cream pie city.
Cream pie city.
It's Krispy Kreme.
I'm the mayor of cream pie city.
Oh, boy. Didn't know I was at Krispy Kreme again.
Your sperm don't swim good.
I feel like I'm in Boston. There's so much cream.
I wonder if I could have a baby now at this point.
Of course you can.
Why do you think it?
Because
look at
you're
your biceps.
Jacked.
You look good, yeah.
You haven't smoked. Your
that's
face
you
looks
know.
Clear.
It's the same way you know if a girl's got age. You're like, she looks nice.
This
like, that's
is
it.
This is the best.
She's at Disney World. She's good.
She's nice. She's good.
The bags under your eye, gone, dude.
Yeah, are they?
I need $150. Dude, they're not even there.
I need $150.
You look so good. It's not even, it's crazy, bro.
Shannon, do I look better lately? Say it. You can say it, Shannon.
Yes, you look great.
She meant that.
Shannon's going to bite my lip this weekend.
Ooh, imagine that. She fucking pulls it a little bit.
I love
bit.
That. When a chick does that, she
I'm
bites
scared.
Your lip.
Oh, I love
your
it.
Your lower lip. She bites your lip. She, I love it.
Yeah. I love it.
Bites my ear.
I love it
her,
so
Shannon,
much.
Will you put your tongue on my ear?
Love it so much.
Oh God, that's the best.
No, I don't love that.
You don't love that. You don't put a little tongue in the ear.
So what's the point of the tongue ring, Shannon, if you're not tongue and ass and tongue and ears?
You don't. Does she have a tongue ring?
Wow.
You have a tongue ring?
I've known you for
you
so long, Lewis.
Shannon, you never show me your tongue. Well, no matter how much I ask, you
see
literally
it now.
Don't.
What are you talking about?
Horror sexy music? Shannon, whip out your tongue.
You
Shannon, let me see your tongue ring. Zoom in. Put the sexy music on. Oh, let me see your tongue ring.
You can zoom on these, but...
Put it out a little bit further.
Do it like a little anime cosplay girl.
Yeah, yeah. Crush your eyes. Crush your eyes. Crush your eyes and put your tongue out. And take the shot from down here. Right?
Yeah, she doesn't lick ears. You know how much wax is going to come out on that thing if she fucking licks you?
Shannon, you have a tongue ring. I had no idea.
Got a titanium Q-tip in there.
Shannon, do you have any other piercings that I don't know about?
Maybe, since you don't even know I have a tongue ring.
That was hot the way she said that. Was
amazing.
Sexy.
You have a nipple ring?
I do.
No, you don't.
One
you
or two?
Just one.
I like two.
What color? Do you have a nipple ring?
Mm-hmm.
What? You didn't know she was garbage?
Louis
this whole
know
time?
Me at all.
This whole time, Louis, you didn't know she was a trash buddy?
Shannon,
can't do
what's
the airport
happening?
Challenge.
Beep.
It's not going to work.
She has a nipple ring and a tongue ring, mm-hmm. and she doesn't use them at all.
Nope.
She's a boring bitch. What's the point of all of these sexy piercings?
Yeah, you have like tools.
I like
them.
You're
not using your tools.
But if you put them both on a car battery, it'll start up.
If she holds a light bulb, it lights up. Shannon.
So much electricity, Shannon.
You don't use any of these.
Not currently.
We're switching to tit-powered cars. Tits and tongue rings.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank Keto Brains for supporting today's show. We had Keto Brains at the top of the show. How much did you love Keto Brains?
I love the taste. I felt focused. Actually, I might have some more right now.
It's really great, dude. Incredible product that tastes really, really good. If you guys are dealing with any sort of, you know, mental fog, if you guys just mm-hmm. want to be a little bit more focused, Keto Brains has you covered. It's a nootropic creamer that you can put into any coffee, iced, hot coffee. You can put it into your protein shake. You could just scoop it directly into your mouth like a fat fuck.
Yeah.
It tastes that good. But it has a bunch of science-backed ingredients like alpha GPC for focus, lion's mane for neurogenesis, L-theanine for smooth clarity, and C8-MCT for sustained ketone energy. So if you're trying to get your body into keto, it's a great product to use while you're doing a keto diet. You don't have to be on a keto diet, though. You could use it literally just to have that focus and feel good. It's creamy. It's delicious. It's a coconut-based formula for your brain without the jitters or the crash. Just go to ketobrains.com right now. That's ketobrains with a Z, B-R-A-I-N-Z, and use the promo code LAZ20, L-A-Z, LAZ20. You're going to get 20% off your order today. All right, where were we? Where are we at with your Shannon's Cannons GoFundMe?
I think the same as yesterday. Let me double check.
Let's see.
Did you get any new breast implants?
But we're trying to get her enough money for the breast implants. I said
new ones.
Yeah, I donate $1,500 toward it. When she gets to 5,000,
what's wrong with the old ones?
They're 22 years old.
You have to change those.
Titties expire.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to change them.
You got to change them out after a while.
Like a tire.
Yeah, they're poisoning your body.
Charge it at petrol.
You got to replace them. Believe me, I've seen it time and time again.
Shannon, where are we at with the GoFundMe?
It is the same. It's $1,165.
$1,165. Justin, why don't you donate?
Because I don't give a fuck about this.
Oh, you don't care about titties? Fruit Loop?
Shannon. Justin doesn't care about your tits at all. Why don't you donate, JP? You make money.
Because I believe in God. And God wanted her to have her original breast implants.
Are those flat fucking...
Good answer.
Those flat little titties?
Good answer.
We're going to get there, Shannon, but we're getting stalled at $1,100.
Have they changed how they make them since the original one, Shannon?
I believe so, because mine are saline.
Glass?
But, since then, they've gone back to allowing silicone, and there are certain types of silicone that it's like a softer
Everything's
feel.
Made with cottage cheese now. It's different.
Your tits are saline. We're going to be sailing this weekend in Jamaica.
Shannon, you got $1,100 in an account?
Oh God!
What the hell, I didn't know.
Maybe we'll go fucking. Maybe I'll take a select few people fishing this weekend.
Ooh. Oh.
Maybe we'll fucking. Maybe yeah. We'll do a little fishing trip with the winner of the
talent show.
Talent show. First, second, and third place.
Is that a jellyfish? No, it's an original breast implant.
Shannon, would you go fishing with me?
do you catch and release or do you like?
No,
just
we fucking
take.
We go tuna fishing on a little boat, and we take them into the boat, and they smash them in the head with a stick, and then we bring it back. We bring it back to the villa, and they'll cook it up for us.
No,
it's hunting. It's like the law.
This is some fucking halfway house outing.
Nature.
Shit.
It's the laws of nature.
I don't want to see murder fish.
Did Karen get my sandwich yet?
Let me check.
Make sure
she got me two coffees.
Yes, I got it.
She did.
Yeah.
Great. She did. Thank you, Karen. Yeah, I love it. It's the best meal I've ever had in my entire life. Was the first time I went fishing in Jamaica.
What kind of fish we talking?
Tuna.
Tuna. Do they do the sashimi? Like, you know, a lot of times they do that.
No, they don't do sashimi.
Jamaica, not Japan.
They're Jamaican. They're not doing sashimi.
They make tuna fish sandwiches.
They fucking give tuna steak.
Oh.
Just fucking, they chop it up into tuna steaks, great. Spices, Jamaican spices. You literally catch it that morning, you eat it that night. It is, there's nothing
jerk
better.
Tuna? Jerk tuna?
You can do jerk if you would like.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
You could jerk off on it if you want.
Ooh.
If you want to get a little wild.
Give me extra, boy. Me jerk up on the fish.
Jenna, so you wouldn't come fishing with me if I went to get a boat?
Not if you're going to be like smashing rocks on fish heads.
They're not smashing rocks. Stick. It's a club. They take a club and they go and they smash its brains.
They smash
in.
Fish heads on rocks. It's different.
No,
Jenna, would you rather them just let the fish suffocate?
No, I don't want to. I don't want the fish to die.
It's going to die. It's dying.
I know.
But it's a tuna, Shannon. There's thousands of them.
So there's thousands of people.
Shannon, do you eat fish at this point?
No.
You're still a vegetarian. But you if you were going to eat a meat, would you eat fish?
No, because I was never really like a huge fan of fish to
shrimp?
Begin with.
Calamari?
Fratty avalo?
Not calamari.
She's going to be putting some shrimp in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put a shrimp in her mouth. Want some cocktail? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
my God.
Got it. Come on, girl. That's how they talk in New Orleans, right?
Yeah. Jorge, do you eat fish? Jorge's family goes fishing. That's the only way they eat.
Yeah, I like fish.
Yeah, see? Jorge, if you were coming to Jamaica, you'd fucking come on that boat with me, right?
Yeah, I would love to be along a boat with you.
Yeah, he's ready to get molested. Look at him.
I'd love to be alone.
How molestable is Jorge?
What if I just had the boat bring him back to Mexico?
Who's going to produce last?
Ari's like, actually did that first 20 years ago.
Oh, shit. Shannon, pull up this video of KSI and Dylan Danis. First of all, Dylan Danis is maybe the worst boxer I've ever seen. The fact that he's going to box KSI is embarrassing. KSI has gotten pretty good at boxing. At first, he was really fucking bad. All these guys were terrible. And then
he was like the first guy to box a Paul brother, KSI?
Yeah. Was it Logan Paul or is it Jake initially?
I think he fought Logan.
Yeah, and they were fucking terrible at first. But look, when you have that much money and you're athletic, you just put the time in, you're going to fucking look good. I mean... You know, it's just a matter. So now at this point, all these guys look pretty fucking good. I don't know that much about boxing. Justin, you were a boxing coach for a while, but you weren't a real. You were like a fucking hot chick fucking boxing coach. You were like doing like.
No, I trained down at Church Street.
No, you boxed. But I'm saying you weren't training real boxers.
You were training chicks, like hot chicks.
No, I trained with boxers when I was boxing, but I didn't train like. I trained the same way you train now.
Yeah, I train a lot.
Yeah, I train like the same way you train now.
Yeah. There was a guy watching me today, like one of the coaches. He was like, "You're a very intelligent fighter." I was like.
Which is stupid for a regular person. For a fighter, you're pretty intelligent.
You're so smart. It's stupid for a regular person. It's fucking hilarious. Nobody. I mean, I've gotten pretty good. I've gotten pretty decent. I don't look good on the bags. I don't look good on pads.
Your strengths are like you have to like work. Understand if you know what your strengths are. It's like footwork. You're never gonna be like fast footwork. It's like
I know I have good timing.
Yeah.
I'm
crisp punches.
Decently powerful, and I have really good boxing cardio. Like I can just keep going.
Yeah,
like I'll
boxing
just...
cardio is tough.
Yeah, no,
I was
really
doing
is.
Rounds on the bag the other day. I was like, this is fucking exhausting.
It's really exhausting.
You're also 9 feet tall.
Yeah,
so.
True. That's my excuse. Yeah.
He had to punch the giant rat. He was punching.
That's who I train with. I spar with him. Scabby's tough.
So pull this up. So KSI is fighting. When are they fighting, Shannon?
I hate all these fights.
March 29th.
March 29th they're fighting, which I will watch. I'm going to be in Canada at that time, but I'm going to try to watch this. I like, what's funny is I like the... these influencer fights more than anything else now at this point. I don't even watch MMA anymore. I never watch UFC, but I'll watch an influencer fight
every
time.
You didn't watch the Tank Davis fight? This last one?
I won a little money on it.
Really?
I said it'll go the distance.
Nice.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. And she's all alone.
All alone
in a world of need. I don't know any more lyrics. I like cake, though. Cake's great. Figs also likes cake.
He's going for penis.
Figs loves cake. Love all right, Shannon, let's say.
In KSI's mind, and this is going to be really interesting.
Oh, they are very, very, very close. I'm surprised.
Oh, shut up. I hate a woman doing this.
A gang of black people.
I love when a guy's got a little pose for the stare down.
See, I think Dylan Danis feels like he's got inside KSI's head. Purely by, you know, insinuating...
Dylan Danis of Hufflepuff. Standing next to an obvious Slytherin.
Over-exaggerate this shit.
Did he slap him?
Choreographed slap him.
Bullshit, though. Yeah.
He slapped him.
Look, he telegraphs it.
With a pancake, you say, Shannon.
Yeah, with a pancake.
With a what?
A pancake.
In his pocket, he had a pancake?
Take that, bruv.
He's taking out of his pocket right here.
I see.
Oh, he hit him with a pancake?
What's a pancake?
Well, everyone else except for Figs is wondering why he has a pancake in his pocket.
Eat that goddamn pancake.
Why would you waste
why is
that
it
pancake?
In your fucking pocket? Hammer's gone. Okay. He hit him with a flapjack. Got hit with a flapjack palm in the face.
Yeah.
That's just performative bullshit.
So he also he posted this picture of a pancake after it happened.
Let's see.
Share that.
It's going to have the face of Jesus on it. Oh,
that's it.
That's a crepe.
Yeah. That's true. Those are bloody cum rag.
Happy Pancake Day, Dylan Danis. So, is Dylan Danis doing like the thing where he's like being like crazy provocative? Now, I haven't seen anything on the internet from Dylan Danis in a hot minute since he fought Logan Paul. But he was fucking, and it was entertaining, but he was also kind of a fucking douchebag.
He's talking his girl and shit.
Yeah, he's talking shit about his girl. He's like, you're like, yeah, doggy, you gotta fucking chill with that. It's almost like you're crossing a little bit of a line. You know, you're going to fight the guy. You don't need to fucking disrespect his chick.
I think it's all such garbage. I can't send any of these influencer flights. They all suck.
Why?
Because they suck. They're bad fights. It's like no one.
Yeah, I'm not getting tricked
garbage.
Again after that last.
Well, the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul was ridiculous.
Terrible.
I mean, that was fucking.
But we all saw that happening. The only people that said Mike Tyson was going to fucking win that fight were retarded people. They like it was just so obvious. Even when you saw Mike Tyson boxing and you saw him training, it was 10-second clips of him like hitting pads real quick.
It was, you think
I knew Jake Paul. I knew Jake Paul was going to win.
Oh no, I thought that, but I 1,000% believe that fight was completely fixed and Mike was holding back that whole time. Go look on YouTube, look at every expert explain it. Lewis, I didn't think.
Yeah, I saw a lot of stuff that.
No, but
I would love your opinion. Go watch those.
I've watched a lot of people breaking it down, saying it was fixed. The time where he could have hit him, that wasn't true.
There's a million. This half every time he could have done that.
No.
Anyway, the point.
Mike Tyson's a 50-year-old man. 50-year-old men cannot move. It's funny, you can actually move better than Mike Tyson at this point.
All right, he's almost 60.
Is he almost 60?
Yeah, he's. Yeah.
You got to fight.
12 years
older
than me.
You're the underdog. You're Rocky.
No,
you
Jake Paul.
Fight
Jake Paul.
Paul
will knock my fucking head off. That's the truth. I'm not a particularly good fighter, but I'm pretty good for like amateur level. Like the guys that are in my gym, we spar. Like I do pretty good.
I believe it.
I do pretty fucking good.
I believe it.
I think you'd beat his ass.
You're retarded.
Give me $240.
Like, just give me a pancake. I'll take a pancake. That's fine. All right, we're going to wrap this one up. This has been fun. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching today's show. We'll be back on Wednesday with it. It's another pre-tape. This week is pre-tapes, except Friday, me and Zach will be back in studio. So we'll be live on Friday, which is super exciting. So, yeah, we'll check you guys next time. Thanks for being Gas Digital subscribers. If you're not subscribed, go to gasdigital.com and go get that subscription. All right, we'll check you next time. Peace. Listen, Zach. Baby.